This is NPR.
And good morning, everyone. Some 19 million taxpayers may get a little relief this year, courtesy of lawmakers in Washington. The Senate voted Thursday to keep the alternative minimum tax out of the pockets of many middle-class Americans. The AMT, as it's called, was meant to make sure that wealthy people paid their fair share, but it has ended up taking a bite from people who make as little as $50,000. Senators left open the question of how to make up for the $50 billion that would otherwise have gone into the national coffers. Lawmakers in the House are offering a bill to cover the shortfall by taxing investing concerns like hedge funds. Not everyone is convinced by President Bush's move to freeze interest rates for up to 5 years on more than a million subprime mortgage loans. Bush announced the plan yesterday in an effort to stem a rising tide of home foreclosures. NPR's Chris Arnold reports that some housing advocates don't trust the mortgage industry to stick to the agreement.
Mike Calhoun is the president of the Center for Responsible Lending. He says the industry has made similar pledges before.
This is the third time this year where there's been an announced campaign by industry to modify mortgages.
But Calhoun says most companies haven't followed through. And this latest plan, too, is voluntary. The government is still asking, not telling the industry to freeze rates.
That was NPR's Chris Arnold. As many as 2 million people have been at risk of eviction next year as the sweet interest rates they signed on for back when hit the red. Bush says the new agreement with leading mortgage firms and investors will ease the pain. Deaths from childhood cancer in the U.S. have fallen dramatically. The mortality rate for sick kids dropped by 20% from 1990 to 2004. Health officials point to better treatment for cancers, including leukemia. And it's Clinton versus Obama. Nope, not that old contest. The Grammys. Former President Bill Clinton gets a nomination in the spoken word category for his audiobook, Giving: How Each of Us Can Change the World. Senator Barack Obama's in the other corner with a nomination for The Audacity of Hope: Thoughts on Reclaiming the American Dream. And don't worry, it gets a little more exciting than that.
Yo, it's got to be, cause I'm seasoned. Haters give me them salty looks. Lowry, Sticky told me, don't hate, switch the style up. And if they hate, then let them hate and watch the money pile up.
Kanye West got 8, ring 'em up, 8 big nods for his CD Graduation. Kanye's up for Album of the Year. British soul singer Amy Winehouse pulled in 6 nominations, 4 in categories that actually count. That's the news for now. The news is always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
It's nice that those people have been nominated. They both have tough years for
different reasons. It's sad for Amy that she immediately pawned the Grammys to buy Old English 800. I mean, I think, you know, and she's going to look back on that with regret someday. Thank you, Laura.
Thank you.
Thanks, Laura.